Let me just say a couple of things here about what's going on in the Senate and then open it up to any questions anyone has. We're trying to get agreement to go ahead and take a vote on this new package of proposals that the White House and the leadership of both the House and Senate have developed, which will allow us to raise the debt ceiling, will allow us to go ahead and put in place some deficit reduction over the next year and a half. Legislation has been under negotiation here for several days and is now, I think, completed. The House is expected to vote this afternoon on that, and the Senate will try to vote later today or tomorrow on the same legislation. I expect that there will be enough votes in both the House and Senate to pass the legislation and to send it to the President for signature, and that will avoid a default on our obligations as a nation. I think that's a good result. The particulars of what has been agreed to, I don't necessarily agree with, but the result of avoiding this default on our obligations is very much something I support. So let me stop. And any questions anyone has? Bill, did you have a question?
Yes, I do. Or good afternoon.
Afternoon, right.
If you agree the president is not constitutionally responsible for spending or debt, what do you think it gave a false impression that he was involved? Should he have stayed out of the fray?
No, I think the president needed to be working with the leaders of Congress to bring folks together to get a solution. This is a matter for the Congress to pass legislation and send to him that would allow the debt ceiling to be raised, but the president has a very strong interest in keeping the economy of the country on track and has a very strong interest in seeing the Congress take this action.
So you'll be back at this in a couple of months again. Any chance of squeezing some work in between, maybe jobs?
Well, I hope that the country can and the Congress can begin to focus again on how do we stimulate job creation, how do we stimulate economic growth. That's clearly the top priority for the American people. It needs to be. It should be the top priority for the Congress as well. This has been a major diversion from that. I think there should be a chance for us to spend most of the fall working on that agenda. I hope so.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Jay, did you have any questions?
Sure, I'm clear. I'm just waiting for all the fun and excitement later on today.
Okay, well, I imagine there'll be some.
Well, you betcha.
Yeah, Bill, did you have anything else?
Well, I do. China, through its Xinhua news agency, has issued a pretty stern assessment of the situation. They say the world has been kidnapped by American politics. They call this brinkmanship irresponsible. What's your take on their comment?
Well, I think, unfortunately, they're right. You know, one of the commentators I was reading this morning said this is a new era of government at gunpoint. And I think that's not a bad description of what's gone on here, this whole idea that in order to get their way on spending and taxing priorities, a group here in the Congress and essentially the majority in the House of Representatives would threaten to have the government default on its obligations if they were not able to get their way. I think that is irresponsible brinksmanship, and I think the country has been damaged by it, and our credibility internationally has been damaged by it.
China is not the largest holder of U.S. debt. U.S. investors ranked number 3 on the list. It really would have damaged investors in mutual funds and savings bonds and everything else, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And clearly, at least from all the economists who spoke to us about this, the belief was that it would raise interest rates if there were to be a default. by the government on its obligations. That would cause interest rates to go up. And once interest rates begin going up, and that would have a ripple effect throughout the economy and make it more difficult for us to get the economy growing again, get job creation going again.
But not only interest rates, big mutual funds, big pension funds are invested in U.S. securities, U.S. treasuries.
Yeah, there's no doubt it would hurt investors as well.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you both for talking with me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.